be like, click here to end
warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like,
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
No, that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
There's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
I finished playing with my daughter.
That's good.
Yeah, she does this thing where you got to pretend to be everybody.
What do you mean you got to pretend to be?
You
got to
pretend to be. She's like, this is her thing. She's like, which I can't stand this. When people do this normally, but it's my daughter, right. Obviously, it's okay.
Right, so it's okay, yeah.
But when people are just like, hey, talk, you know, say something, talk to me, whatever. You know, I hate when people do that.
What do you mean? Like, you hate when people talk to you?
No, when they tell me to start the conversation or something like that.
Oh, and you have to start it. Yeah. That's why you're so bad at improv.
Well, that's exactly why. I don't know how to – as soon as somebody says, hey, you know, what do you – you know, somewhere where I have to start the – I'm like – what am I going to talk about? I don't know. What do you want to talk? Like, you engaged me. You talk about something. Anyway, so she's always like, she'll be like, for example, Ben and Holly. I don't know. You don't know this show because you're not a kid show.
No, I don't.
But there's like, it's a cool show because it's like elves and fairies. It's a British show. It's a cartoon. Anyway, it's called Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom or whatever it is.
Right.
So she'll be like, I'm Holly, you're Ben. Ben talk. So now I gotta be like, oh.
Right. She's or like, directing you.
Yeah. Or like, well, she's not directing me. She's telling me to talk, but she's not giving me the script, essentially.
It's the but that's the whole improv. We just did improvising. Well, you learned how to do that.
I'm constantly doing that. I'm playing all these kid games and all this stuff.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with kid games.
There's a lot wrong with kid games. You ever play Chutes and Ladders? Chutes and Ladders is just this game where you climb and then slide down ladders. It's crazy.
It's random too. Like, you can totally get totally screwed.
There's one ladder where if you make it, you just win. It's like, it's so crazy. it has no strategy or skill to it. Her big thing now is Candyland.
Candyland, that's a good game. I remember Candyland.
First of all, you're not remembering it if you remember it's a good game.
Does it have dice? How do you play? How do you move with the Candyland?
This is what's so bizarre about Candyland. There's no dice. The movements are all. So I don't know if you remember the Candyland board. It's like just colored squares, basically.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, the board. Yeah, everybody knows the board.
Everybody knows the board.
You've got like gingerbread men and gumdrops and all that stuff.
Right. So you have all the looping pathway, and it's all colored squares. Yeah. So, okay. How you move is you just pick up a card, and the card has a colored square on it, and you just move to the closest
one. Wow. Okay.
Or it has two squares of the same color.
Two squares.
You jump. And then there's three certain squares? Sections on the board that are different things. Like you have the ice cream float, for example.
Yeah.
So if you pick that card, you jump directly there.
Okay.
You can jump backwards too.
Jumping, or is it like a path you take?
It's a path. But what I'm saying is, if you pick the card, you put your gingerbread man there.
Okay. Yeah. So are you using a new version or an old version?
The version that we have is like the vintage version. So okay. It's kind of like it looks familiar. But I'm not sure if it's the one we had. We probably had like the version right after this one.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
this is old school.
It feels a little older than what we had, but but similar enough that it's not some crazy difference.
Okay. So I take it because you're older, you beat Romany in this game all the time.
Well, first of all, it's impossible to beat anything in this game except it's one of those games where you're playing against the game, essentially.
It's like a cooperative game.
It's less of a cooperative game. It's more like Arkham's Horror, if you know that game.
Yeah, I know that game.
Where the board game itself is the enemy, and you're just playing against it, trying to survive. That's what this game is like.
I like the fact that you're trying to survive in Candyland.
Essentially, you are. Well, first of all, if you're playing against a three-year-old, there aren't any rules that have been established already.
The game is you just flip over a card and you go to that thing.
Right.
That
you can flip over the card and go to that thing, or the three-year-old can flip over a card and then flip over another card and go to that one and then start going backwards or just deciding to go through, the rainbow way or trail or whatever.
Right.
Like, these are things that just happen in the game that you're – it's like the three-year-old is the random chaotic dice. That's the thing. Three-year-old is the chaoticness.
What? So she's Candyland is like home to her, man. She has all the power in Candyland.
She has all the power in Candyland. Yes, that's correct. I am just a pawn in the game.
If Candyland was real, she'd have no problem making her way through Candyland.
She'd have no problem. I mean, there are certain places where you get stuck. That's just a thing.
So okay, let's say I'm in actual Candyland.
Right.
What's my first obstacle? Where's one thing I'm going to get stuck on? What's a hard thing I have to do?
The hard thing that here's the thing.
Yeah.
You have a slim chance to get that rainbow trail. If you don't hop on that rainbow trail, you have a long journey ahead of you. The rainbow trail essentially puts you in the middle of the game if you can get it.
If you get the rainbow trail, it puts you – so your object is to get the rainbow trail. How do you get the rainbow trail?
You need to – the first card you pick needs to be red.
Okay.
If you're lucky – well, if you're unlucky, it's purple or a double card. But you have a couple chances before you get red. But you need that red card before you pass the rainbow trail. Because if you don't, you're on this journey of just wandering through the peppermint forest.
Now, see, I think I'd like Gingerbread Man. It seems like a fun time.
Yeah, but the problem is you have the mountain pass.
Okay.
So if you don't hit the rainbow trail,
Gumdrop Mountains, I'm assuming.
It's through the Gumdrop Mountains, and it's the mountain pass. It's dangerous. I mean, we're talking like Lord of the Rings dangerous.
And you probably you have nothing to eat but candy, right?
Well, I think you can get like these plums on the plum tree from the Gingerbread Man. That might sustain you for a little bit. But other than that, you got peppermint forest and nothing until
how long do you think it takes? In real time, you're stuck in Candyland. You get transported to Candyland. Now you're in. How long does it take you to get to – where are you going again? What's the object of the game? To get to where? The witch's house or something?
No, you don't want to get to the witch's house. You're getting to a candy house. Home sweet home. It's a candy house.
Okay. How long does that take you in real – I mean, you're talking about you have to go through mountains and you have to – go Gingerbread Man? Do you have to cross like an ocean or something? Like, how long is this trek going to take you?
There is an ocean you have to cross. The thing is, you get like before you even get to the house, there's the molasses swamp, which is like the biggest, worst obstacle because you get stuck there. You can't move until you draw a certain card. So the whole thing is like the whole thing is about drawing these cards,
right?
It's not – it just has a weird feel to it. It's not rolling dice. It's not spinning a wheel. It's you're picking up a card and looking at it, and you're seeing a colored block, and it needs to be a certain color. And you could go for days without getting that color.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really stuck in, I mean, in Candyland, if you're in actual Candyland, do you have to only use? Couldn't you just walk? Like, I'm just saying, like, you're stuck in Candyland, in this world of candy.
Listen, if I was stuck in Candyland, I'd need a couple things on me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. Now, we're very informative. We usually get some good knowledge about this. This
is like your everyday carry in Candyland has to include these items.
Okay. Okay.
One, a red square, a single red square, because you got to play that first.
Yeah. If you don't have that red square, you're in serious trouble. Is that what you're telling me?
Totally. I don't care what you – whatever you can – you know, some people might argue that, you know, your everyday carry should be this and this and you should always have this or this. But no one will ever argue that you must have a red square.
Okay. So number one red square. That's the only thing. If you had to take one thing, red square, you're okay.
Yes.
Because can you win the game on red squares? Is the last square also red?
Well, there's the tricky part. I don't think there's any rule that you have to land exactly on the last square. The other thing that you have to have, so there's a red square. If you have a red square, you get through the rainbow trail, and there's a cherry pitfall that you have to have a red square for. You can't move from the cherry pitfall. You fall in the cherry pit. You're stuck there until you get a red card.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
So the red card is a valuable card.
What if you have a rope? You get stuck in a pit. You have a rope.
But what are we talking about? Ropes? There's no ropes in Candyland. There are red cards.
Yeah, okay. All right.
They're cards. And you need a red square. The red square can get you everywhere, but it won't win you the game, and that's the tricky thing.
Wow. Okay. They've thought about this.
Yes. You need a blue square to win the game. Here's what you need. You need a red square.
Red square.
I would hold on to an ice cream float.
That's an actual card you can get.
It's an actual card. If it was first of all, ice cream floats are great. They're refreshing.
I'm lactose intolerant. I couldn't even drink the lactose. I would be in trouble, man. I'd be in some serious trouble. If I need a red square, no problem. I can do a red square. The issue is now I've got this float, this ice cream float.
Right.
Like, where am I supposed to keep it? How am I supposed to keep the ice? Is it still good if it's melted?
Well, that's the thing. You play your ice cream float right away. I mean, if you don't have a red square.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, if you just have an ice cream float and a blue square, you could probably do pretty well.
What does the ice cream float do? I don't understand.
The ice cream float.
I can't drink it. It's got to do something.
It gets you far in the game. Like, you could play an ice cream float at any point unless you're stuck in a pit. And you can get pretty far in the game.
So what does the ice cream float allow you to do? Like,
it just allows you to get to an area. And then you float across the sea. There's an ice cream sea.
So you use the float to float across the sea.
Yes. It's
okay.
I don't know. This isn't like a 1920s game or something. An ice cream float might mean different. For me, an ice cream float is you have some soda and you put some ice cream in it.
Yeah, I agree.
I used to like a Sprite with some vanilla ice cream in it.
That's so funny. I used to like Sprite with chocolate ice cream.
See, that's weird. Why would you put chocolate ice cream in the Sprite?
I can remember being up in Maine and with Cousin Brian, we took the bikes and we went into the town.
Right.
Winter Harbor there.
Right.
And we went to the soda fountain. Do you remember this?
Yeah. We got a crackle bar.
I got a crackle, of course, because why wouldn't you get a crackle bar? By the way, why don't they make crackle bars? Who decided to get rid of a crackle bar?
I don't know.
I remember going to Hershey Park. What would I always get at Hershey Park? I'd get the 1 pound crackle bar.
Right.
Good luck trying to find a crackle bar now. Ridiculous.
What is it? Just all crunch? Was it crunch bars now?
I don't know. I haven't seen a crack. The only time I ever see crackle bars is in the fun size variety.
Which are neither during Halloween fun or a size, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Exactly right. That's the only time you can find them. I want an actual bar I can eat.
Yeah. A crackle bar.
Yeah, I know. It's got – look, it's got milk chocolate. That's wonderful. And it's a little crunchy and salty. You can't beat that.
No.
And the crunch – the crunch bar is too thin. The crunch bar has always been too thin because they want to print the name crunch on it.
Crunch bars are thin.
Yeah, they're sacrificing chocolate because they want to put their crunch name on. Who cares what it says on the – if you have an open candy bar laying in front of you, who cares? Am I not going to eat the candy bar because I don't know – oh, I don't know what kind of candy bar that bar is. I need someone to tell me what kind of candy bar it is.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir, man.
Don't even get me started. I can't believe – how dare you bring up Crackle Bars, man?
Listen, I'm just saying what we got. I know that what we're doing. You first of all, you came at me saying I didn't remember the day. I remember the day very well.
That's true.
We got a Crackle Bar and we got an ice cream float. I personally – I'm kind of disgusted about a chocolate in
no. Well, Sprite. apparently that was not a good thing to do, or it was at least surprising because I remember going to the fountain, the soda jerk, and I say, "Hey, soda jerk," he says, "What do you want in your fountain drink?" And I can remember never really having an ice cream soda before, and I was like, "I don't know what you're supposed to do, but I like Sprite, so give me some Sprite. What else do I like? Chocolate, because I don't like vanilla. I like chocolate,
right."
And that was I can remember that being a big deal. Like, who's this newcomer waltzing into town?
Right, this is the city folk.
This city folk coming into Winter Harbor here in Maine, asking for chocolate in his fountain soda.
Right. Well, to be fair, no one does that. Chocolate.
People should do that. It's the same thing when we were in Venice, and I said. We went to the gelato guy, and the gelato guy's like, "Hey, what do you want in your gelato?" And I'm like, "I want chocolate, and I want lemon." And that was like, he didn't know what to do.
Well, that's the Sprite. That's the lemon lime is Sprite.
Look, lemon and chocolate go together. Look,
no, they don't.
They
don't.
Do. They
lemon
do,
and
though.
Orange.
That's the thing.
Do. I mean, you get orange and chocolate all the time. It's not something that goes together.
It does. It goes. It's like, who got my chocolate in my lemon?
It's not like that.
Sprite.
It's not like that at all.
It's the exact same thing.
It's not.
I mean, it's you should at least do yourself a favor and try it. It's good.
I'm not gonna try it. I'm not gonna try it at all.
If you're in Candyland, you're stuck in Candyland for a couple days, and you've got only ice cream to eat. You're probably gonna eat a lot of different types of. Combinations.
Well, I mean, I hate to break this to you. There's like no chocolate in Candyland, first of all. It's all that old-timey candy. Ugh. You know what I'm saying?
Did you not have chocolate in like in 1920 or something? Like, I don't understand it.
There's no – I don't know, but chocolate was not a thing. This is all like hard sugar candies.
I don't like any of that stuff.
No. No one does. That's why no one likes playing Candyland and no one – wants to be in Candyland.
You said there was plum then. I like plums.
I don't know. Sugar plums? They got sugar plums or something? Is that
I don't even
are?
Know what a sugar plum is.
I don't know what either, but there's like a picture of a gingerbread man harvesting plums from a tree.
Really? You think – so gingerbread men, they've got gingerbread men harvesting plums. It's a whole big like industry?
I mean, listen. These
GMOs?
These – You're playing a gingerbread man, essentially trying to escape. So I would imagine that Candyland is not somewhere you want to be.
Yeah, it seems like a horrible place.
I think it is a horrible place.
You're trying to get the heck out of this place.
You're trying to get to Home Sweet Home, which is out by these mountains. So I'm assuming it's like at the edge of Candyland where you probably feel a little safe. I mean, there are some – like you said, there's – you remember the witch's house. The witch's house, it's not really a witch house, but there's like a, what's it called? Peanut brittle? There's like a peanut brittle house, which looks like an old witch's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you need something to get past that? Is there like some sort of like, it's just on the side of the road.
Yeah, you kind of just try to get it past there as fast as you can.
See, I think the peanut brittle would be good though if you're trying to sustain yourself. If this is a journey, it's going to take days. You got your red card. I understand that. You've got your ice cream float so you can get across the ocean.
You're going to – the peanut's got protein in it. Do you pass the peanut brittle house on your way to the float?
Yeah, which is really good. If you take the Rainbow Trail,
yeah,
it takes you like right to the peanut brittle house. So you take the trail, get your protein, and finish up.
Good night's sleep.
I don't know if you – I don't know if you want to go to sleep in Candyland. That's what I'm – I have a feeling. I mean, there are these like birds that are like – on the board that are like circling around.
Oh man, are they like crows?
Well, they look like bluebirds, but you never know. I mean, if you're a gingerbread man, a bird is going to eat you, essentially.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like – you're right. It doesn't seem like a good place. Why is a gingerbread man hanging out trying to pick sugar plums? It seems like there'd be lots of birds in the sugar plum orchard.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. It's a game. I mean, I haven't actually beaten the game. I haven't played the game and actually got home sweet home. I'm constantly
lost. But
Rome
likes playing this game.
Yeah. We get halfway through the game and that's it. Then it's on to something else.
So this game does take a long period of time. I thought it was a short game, man.
It's taken months. I haven't beaten the game yet.
You need to stack the deck. You need to create the deck so that you're getting the red card right away and then the float and then a blue card.
Well, yeah. I mean, no. Well, what you want, I mean, honestly, you get the float right away. That's what you want.
And you can go right to the float if you have a float?
If your first card is the float, you go right there. And then,
then you're good to go?
From there, here's what I would do if I would stack the deck.
Yeah.
I put the float up, right? So I pick up the float. Then I'd get two blue.
Yeah.
Two blue. Right? So you
so
get
double blue.
Yeah. And that gets you to the molasses swamp.
Okay, now you need a red card, right?
No, now you need a blue card.
I thought you got stuck in the swamp with the blue.
You have the pitfalls, the cherry pitfalls. The cherry pitfall. Two cherry pitfalls that need a red card.
This is like, you know, like I feel like when those Navy SEALs are like, they were practicing to raid Osama bin Laden. Like they just kept going over the same thing over and over again until they like could like,
right,
like walk in their sleep. I feel like Candyland is like you just have to keep playing and playing so that like as soon as you get the blue card, you're like, okay, double blue. Now I need another double blue.
That's what it is.
What happens if you get
it's ice cream float, double blue, blue, double blue. You win the game.
Gosh, you're talking about red cards. I feel like the blue is what you need.
Yeah, but you don't need the blue till the end. The red card is what gets you through the whole rest of the game.
If you don't get the float.
If you don't get the float.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there was some thought put into this game. at first, you look at it and you're like, this is nonsense.
Right.
But now that once you start studying it, you really start to see, like, you know, you get through the game with red cards and then all of a sudden, all you need is blue.
So every other card is almost like, forget about it. You don't need yellow. You don't need, green? It's probably orange. None of those cards matter.
No. The only thing you need is a red card and then a blue card.
I wonder if every Candyland game is the same.
What are you
talking
about?
You think they switch it up?
No. Every game is the same. Well,
no, I'm talking about
they have modern fancy ones. I don't know what they are. I mean, I would imagine that they'd have to mix it up a little bit because this would not sustain anybody in the new generation of like... you have freaking cards that you turn over. You know, the cards are disappearing. I don't know where they go. It's a card.
Rome seems to like it. If she's playing it.
Yeah, she likes it. She doesn't know the rules. She doesn't follow the rules. She just does whatever she wants.
There are better games. I got to get you better games, man.
You got us some good games, man. We have that game where you stack animals on top of each other.
Yeah.
That's a great game.
The crow game.
The crow game is great.
Yeah. No Candyland, though.
No. Those games were also made in Germany. This game is American made. You can see the difference.
It tells you a lot.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. Don't get stuck in Candyland.
Yeah, no, I don't plan to, especially with me being lactose intolerant. There's no way I'm going to deal with a float situation. It's just bad.
I mean, honestly, there's nothing else. The rest is all just like gumdrops and hard candy and stuff. You got a float. Well, then you might do well.
Is there black licorice? I like the black licorice. I'm good with black licorice.
You know what? You start off with like some, what I'm assuming is some black licorice. I don't even know. And then you just, there's nothing else.
Most people don't like black licorice. I'm a fan of it.
I like black licorice.
Yeah. Anyway. It's like absinthe.
What?
Absinthe, whatever that's the drink is, that green drink. It's black. It tastes like black licorice.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
You don't find that in Candyland. Whoever, how the game came up because some guy was drinking that stuff.
I'm sure. Probably. Yeah. It's got get to right. The green fairy. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, don't play Candyland, and then especially don't play Candyland with a 3-year-old.
Words to live by.
Those are the Shodcast words of wisdom that we'll probably leave you with today. So that's the Shodcast. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.